This is Shamir Young, bringing you the Pro Photographer Journey Podcast. Listen in as award-winning photographers discuss how they find opportunities, market their talent, and overcome mistakes to become respected, ever-advancing professional creatives. You'll also hear about their hard-learned lessons, as well as tips for making awesome images. You ready to take your photography business to the next level? Let's do it. And if you haven't already, be sure to pick up your free photography business bundle at prophotographerjourney.com/freebusinessbundle. It's 4 weeks of helpful free gifts delivered every 7 days directly to your email inbox. The first thing you'll get is the PDF e-guide titled 12 Common Business Tips and Mistakes Photographers Wish They'd Known Before Going Pro. And believe me, I've made quite a few of these mistakes myself. After that, you'll get a new free gift every week that will help you propel your photography business forward. So head on over to prophotographerjourney.com/freebusinessbundle and get yours today. Also, if you're enjoying this podcast, please leave a review in iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you're listening. The more reviews I get, the easier it is for people to find this podcast in search rankings. And I want to reach as many people as possible. So again, please leave a review. I really appreciate it. All right, let's get to the interview. Hey everybody, Shamira Young here. Welcome to this Action Guide episode where I talk about the most notable takeaway points from my previous interview. And so today I'll be talking about my discussion with Nida Cradle. She's a freelance photographer, and it was just such a pleasure hearing about how she's running her business and also how she's growing over the years. Also, before I get into this, I want to mention that I've put together a pretty PDF for you to download these notes that I'm going to be discussing in this episode. And so if you head on over to prophotographerjourney.com and look for this episode, you will find a prominent link where you can download the PDF from this episode so that you can more easily apply these points and principles to your business. Okay, let's get to the good stuff. Point number one, Nida mentioned that you need to know why you're in business. And along with that, you need to know if your business is sustainable. Have you ever stopped and really asked yourself why you're doing what you're doing? If you left a job, a typical 9-to-5 job where you were an employee and you decided to strike out on your own as a photographer, have you asked yourself why? Or if you're doing photography part-time, have you asked yourself why you're doing it part-time? Are you doing it to fulfill that creative itch within you? Are you doing it because you need extra money? It's always good to know your motivation of why. If you're, for example, a family portrait photographer, are you doing it so that you can serve families and give them mementos that will last for years and decades that they can keep within their family? Are you doing it to serve a particular group of people? And if so, what group of people? You don't want to do anything if you don't know why you're doing it. And so I highly encourage you to look at your business's mission statement. And if you don't have a mission statement written for your business, I encourage you to write one. Because when you have a strong reason why, that drives everything else. And then the second part of this first point that I'm making is your business sustainable? As I mentioned, meaning are you running it in such a way where you can continue to do business that way 2 years in the future, or even 1 year in the future, 5 years in the future? There are many businesses out there who, for example, don't charge enough, which is not a sustainable way to run your business. And there are many business owners out there who are overworking themselves. That is also not a sustainable way to run the business. I've made both of these mistakes, by the way, in the past, undercharging and overworking myself, and I still sometimes overwork myself now. And these are things you really need to pay attention to, because if you're going to burn out a year from now, then your business is not going to continue. Or if you run out of money and you're unable to pay your house payment, that's going to knock you out of business pretty quick, and you will end up looking for other means to make money. Most notably, getting a 9-to-5 employee job, which is fine for some people if that's what they want. But if you're looking to stay in business in the long term, you have to do it in a sustainable way. This involves knowing how much you need to charge And as far as determining how much you need to charge, the basis of that is knowing how much money you have going out. How much money are you spending? What's your overhead? What are you paying for the studio that you're renting? What have you paid for your photography gear? What about your software? Do you have business insurance? What are you paying for that? Any of those expenses that you're incurring within your business need to be covered by how much you're charging your clients. So if you don't know your numbers, sit down and really look things over. It may or may not be a painful experience to do so, but it's something you absolutely need to do. And you may find you need to raise your prices. And also, as far as a sustainable lifestyle is going, make sure you're getting enough sleep. Make sure you're eating healthy. Make sure you're taking care of yourself. Make sure you're spending time with your family and your friends. Make sure you're taking care of you. Because the healthier you are, the more effectively you'll be able to run your business. This is a lesson I've learned the hard way, where I've shared my story many times on the podcast, how years ago I let my health really go downhill to the point where I ended up at the doctor's for testing. And, you know, when you're worried about being sick, then that really takes a toll on your creativity and your effectiveness. And at the time, I was just working myself into the ground with taking on any and every freelance project, not just photography, but graphic design, illustration. And that's how I let my health go down the tubes. And then you get stressed, end up at the doctors. They tell you something else. They don't know what's wrong with you. And so they'll tell you they think it may be something else. And then that gets you more stressed. And then you're even less productive than you were before. At that time, I knew that I had to step back from my business and just take a little bit of time off. Not as much time off as I wanted to, because I continued to keep working, but I slowed it down. I took a little half step back. I slowed it down. I gave myself time to relax and to not be at my laptop so much. And I also took time to start eating regularly, because I was barely eating, I was so busy, and also eating the right types of food. And so look at how you do business and also the lifestyle that you're living and see if those things are sustainable. If not, then you'll need to make changes. And it's better to make changes before things start going downhill, as opposed to waiting until things get pretty bad and you're forced to make changes. Do it now while you can. And also, the healthier you are and the healthier that your business is will make it all so much more enjoyable anyway. Every day will be so much more enjoyable if you're running things sustainably. Okay, on to my next point. Nida mentioned the importance of having a contract. Absolutely. And she said, even with family and friends. This has been mentioned in the podcast before, but it's worth repeating again and again, especially for those listeners who may be just recently finding the podcast, and maybe you're just starting off with this episode. You absolutely need a contract, no matter what. Even if you're first starting out. Actually, if you're first starting out, then you absolutely need a contract. You always need a contract, because it puts you and your client on the same page. They know what they're getting from you. You know what they expect from you. Everyone knows what they expect from each other. Deadlines are made clear. Pricing is made clear. And by the way, if you're just starting off, I understand if you are doing some extremely discounted photo shoots or even shoots for free. That's fine. You should determine your price anyway. Yes, starting off, even if you're still building your portfolio, you should determine what you're going to charge anyway. And also show that discount. Show them what they're getting off. Because number one, it will imprint upon the client's mind what you normally charge, so they'll know your value. And number two, they'll be thankful to be getting that discount in the first place. And so when they refer you to another friend of theirs, they will not refer to you as the free photographer. They'll refer to you as someone who actually charges for their work. And so the people they refer will come in knowing what you charge and knowing that you charge. And that's important. And even talking to photographer Joy Vertz, she's on the show. She is a photography coach and a photographer herself. She was the one who really stressed to me that you need to determine your pricing even before you've built out your portfolio. If you're still in the portfolio building phase, you determine your price and then you go out and you build your portfolio. So yes, even before you have a portfolio together, know what you're going to charge. This is one of the most important things. And it also sets the tone for how your business will be years in the future. So if you start off as a cheap photographer, that is most likely how your business is going to be in the future. It can be difficult if you start off as a cheap photographer and then want to become a more expensive photographer. It can be done, absolutely, but it's not easy. So if you're just starting off, then it really helps to get this right from the beginning and know what you're going to charge and have your contract ready to go so that when you begin booking clients, you will have those two very important pieces in place. And at the end of this episode, I'm going to mention a resource where you can actually get some contracts for your photography businesses. Okay, the next point I want to make is that we all need to be planting seeds for our business. Nida shared how she is partnering with businesses in her area to help her photography business grow. She mentioned a restaurant as well as, I believe it was a small beauty company, and she's partnering with them and providing them with photographs. And she mentioned that a reason she's doing this is because she wants to bring value to those businesses. And that right there clues me in that she's not just thinking about herself, which is so important. You can't be selfish in the business. You need to think about how you can help and bring value to other businesses. And this pays off for you in the long run. So if you begin connecting with new businesses in your area and providing photos of their products, then they may refer you to other businesses. Whether you're doing it for free or deeply discounted, it's up to you. If it's a barter type of deal, it's up to you, really. But the most important thing is that you're making connections. It's a form of networking and relationship building. And so in the future, they're more prone to hire you when they're looking for a photographer, or if they have a friend or a business who's looking for a photographer, they'll go, oh, I know this photographer and he or she was great and they really helped me when I needed it. And so really look around in your community and see what other businesses you can work with. Be it a restaurant or a beauty business or a flower shop, or, by the way, even other photographers. Networking with other photographers is a wonderful way to build relationships and also bring in potential businesses. It's all about collaboration, not competition. And so there's no harm in reaching out to the photographer down the street, for example, and introducing yourself. And there may be a way that you guys can help each other. Or if they're in a different genre of photography anyway, they may be able to refer clients to you that they're not able to service. So for example, if you meet a family portrait photographer in your town and you're a wedding photographer, well, these families that they're taking photos of are going to have marriages happening within their family. And so this portrait photographer would naturally refer those people to you if they know that this particular family is having their son get married, let's say, for example, and they're looking for a quality wedding photographer. And so that's more business for you. And also it can work both ways as well. And besides all that, I mean, getting more gigs aside, it's really just good to know more photographers. You guys can help each other with your businesses. You can swap ideas. You can exchange resources. And so you definitely do not want to be an island unto yourself. Reach out, network. Number four, Nida mentioned that you should not take your skills for granted. I believe she said the minute you take yourself for granted, other people will as well. And that's absolutely true. And it's something I really just wanted to highlight because when you look at different photography businesses, you can tell which ones really take themselves seriously and which ones don't. And this isn't just for photography. It can be for any type of subject matter, any type of business. But how seriously you take yourself is reflected in your website. It's reflected in how you communicate with people on your website, the written words, the written copy. It's reflected in your pricing. It's reflected in the quality of your work. It's even reflected in how you interact with people one-on-one and the confidence that you have. It's reflected in the way you talk about pricing and sales with your clients. It's reflected in every aspect of your business. And so if you're lacking confidence, if you're not taking yourself seriously, if you're taking yourself for granted even, then you need to take a moment and examine why, and then try to find the solution for the problem. So, for example, if you are in your first year of business and you're really not feeling all that confident in your ability to take, for example, family portraits, the solution to that is to practice, get a ton more practice taking family portraits. And as you gain more confidence in that area, your portfolio will become stronger, and you can also charge more, and also you will speak with more confidence when you're interacting with clients. And by the way, clients can sense when you're not confident, and they can sense if you're someone that they can take advantage of. Another way you could be taking yourself for granted is if you have been doing photography for a few years and you just stopped practicing. Take a look at your work and see if your progress is still happening. Do you see growth from 1 year to the next as far as the quality of your photos? If you're taking your skills for granted, it can become very easy to stop practicing and growing as a photographer. And we should all be continuously trying to practice and grow. And so again, I encourage you to pick up your camera and go out and shoot, even if you don't have a photo shoot lined up. Strive to get better and take yourself extremely seriously. And also have fun while you're doing it, of course. But if you're running a business, then it's a business. And that is something to take seriously. Even if other people don't, by the way, I know starting off in a creative type of business, be it a photographer or an artist or whatever, family and friends sometimes can have harsh words to say, and there will always be people who try to criticize you and bring you down. Do not listen to the haters. Take yourself seriously and know that you can grow as a photographer or as an artist or as a business person. All of these things, you can absolutely grow, but it's up to you, and you have to be determined. And the more seriously you take yourself, the more serious other people will take you. And my final point is to urge you to continuously improve the quality of your work. So this is related to the other points that I've mentioned, but it's worth repeating that no matter how long you've been in the business, be it 6 months or 6 years or 60 years, you should be continuously trying to improve the quality of your work. It's easy to get slack. It's easy to stop practicing, but this is something you definitely want to avoid. Don't get lazy. Keep trying to improve your work. It's also just so satisfying, a sense of self-fulfillment, knowing that you're continuously competing against yourself. And as you continue to up the quality of your work, that's reflected in your portfolio, which also can carry over to other things, such as being reflected in your prices. You can up your prices, for example. And really, if you're going to do something, you want to do it well anyway. And so that brings us to the end of this episode, where I talk about the main takeaways from my chat with Nida Cradle. If you'd like to download the PDF that I put together with these notes, head on over to prophotographerjourney.com. And once you head on over to this episode's page, there will be a link where you can download this PDF. And finally, for homework, I mentioned earlier that I wanted to tell you about a resource where you can get contracts and forms to help you in your photography business, because it can be kind of daunting trying to figure out what to put into a contract yourself, especially if you're just getting started. There are certain things you want in there that can really help protect you. And so I encourage you to head on over to PPA.com. That stands for the Professional Photographers of America. If you're not part of this organization, I highly encourage you to become a part of this organization. They are not paying me to say this. They don't even know that I am recommending them, but they are such a great resource. And within the show notes of this episode, I will include a link that will take you to their forms and contracts page. Now, if you're not a member, you won't be able to download the forms or contracts, but you'll get some details about what you will receive if you become a part of this organization. And they actually give you sample contracts for wedding contracts, for weddings, for corporate events, for portraits, for sports actions. They also give you model releases. And they also give you contracts for if you're an independent contractor. And I'm just looking at the page right now and looking at the list they offer. And besides getting these sample contracts, as a member of the Professional Photographers of America, you will get a ton of other benefits as well. It's well worth the money. So again, their homepage is ppa.com. And in the show notes page, I will include a direct link to their forms and contracts page. All right, that concludes this episode. Until next time, you guys go out and make your photography businesses awesome. I will talk to you later. Are you getting ready for your first photo shoot and need to learn some common mistakes to avoid? Or maybe you need to learn how to communicate with your clients and grow your business through email marketing. Or perhaps you're just getting started with your website and you're trying to figure out this WordPress hosting stuff. When you're in business for yourself, it's a lifelong learning process for sure. And that's why I've set up the Pro Photographer Journey Resource Center. You can learn all of this and more through my free and paid self-paced online courses. Each course focuses on these individual topics and is designed to hold your hand every step of the way and help you learn how to run your business more successfully. You'll also find a host of other tools in the Resource Center that are useful for running your photography business, many of which I use myself. From email marketing tools to forming an LLC for your business to cool image editing software, it's there. And wherever possible, I include coupon codes to these online services so that you can grab a discount. So check it out at prophotographerjourney.com/resource center. That's prophotographerjourney.com/resource center.